Thank you, Your Honors. Good morning. My name is Duana Koloshkova. I am here on behalf of William E. Buchan Homes, who is the property owner and the applicant in this matter. And as the court is hopefully well aware, there are two particular applications that were consolidated into one land use decision issued by the City of Sammamish Hearing Examiner. Your Honor,
you go first so you get rebuttal. Take all of their time at once, and how much time?
And I apologize, Your Honor, 3 minutes. Thank you. Buchan respectfully requests this court uphold the Superior Court's decision with respect to the plat alteration that should be reviewed on its merits. While we recognize that this court reviews legal issues as a matter of de novo review, we believe in this case in particular the Superior Court's decision is valuable because of its inherent logic and its pretty straightforward legal examination of Sammamish Code.
Well, let's focus on what appears to be at the heart of a major issue, and that's whether or not the hearing examiner got it right in determining that Sammamish Code 030 and 030.13 barred amendment of the prior plat. Question here really seems to be a legal question. How do you read these statutes? And I think it's conceded that what we're talking about with respect to Track K is open space, which has a special status generally. And from my reading of the Superior Court's order, there seems to be some dispute over what altered means. So could you focus on that, if you will?
With pleasure, Your Honor. If I may premise my comments on a state statute that I would ask the court as well to focus its review on when it considers the issue, we believe that 5817.215 is instrumental. And the reason that I bring that up in preface to addressing your question is because it is the state statute on plat alterations and says expressly that a subdivision or any portion thereof may be altered. And then the review of the merits of that plat alteration is whether that alteration, that proposed change, is something that would be in the public interest.
Is it your position that that somehow bars the city from placing additional restrictions with respect to open space in this particular case?
Your Honor, it's my position that that statute would bar the city from restricting an applicant to submit a plat alteration application and have that reviewed on its merits. Put differently, our position is that a city cannot broadly exclude complete categories of subdivision tracts, for example, from any future plat alteration whatsoever. Because what that does essentially, and what the hearing examiner's decision does, is create a need for some sort of crystal ball. What the hearing examiner said, and I do want to get to the code question, I promise I haven't lost that, but what the hearing examiner said was that if an original subdivision says for itself either broadly or for a specific tract, this might be altered in the future, then an applicant could come in later and propose a plat alteration on that given feature. But the practical effect of that, number one, would be to be contrary to what state statute already says. And the resolution to that is illogical, because all a developer is going to do in the future is add a broad plat note on every single plat in the state that says we reserve our rights to do a plat amendment under 5817.215. And it's done. So the concept there, the other piece of that that is illogical, is that what the hearing examiner is asking one developer to do, say in 1990, is to guess in 30 years what's going to happen to that given jurisdiction or that given area of the state and say, well, this scenario might happen. The Growth Management Act might change. We might change our priorities with respect to the property zoning. So we want to preserve the ability in the future to alter some aspect of the plat.
Is there actually language that you view as preemptive in the state statute?
Yes, Your Honor. The language that we view as preemptive is that very portion of 5817.215 that says any portion thereof. And, Your Honor, that's because it's not a ministerial action by the city to just check the box and say, yep, Buchan, you get your alteration, no matter what it is. What we're saying is that the city cannot broadly exclude a whole category from review whatsoever. We believe in this case the merits support the plat alteration, but we never got that analysis from the hearing examiner. And so, and as the Superior Court said, the hearing examiner's approach would broadly prohibit approving an alteration that, for example, would unquestionably enhance open space without any consideration of the merits of whether that alteration is in the public interest.
Well, that's interesting, but we have to construe statutes, and normally one of the principles is statutes mean what they say. They express legislative intent, and whether that's right or wrong, that's what we're dealing with. So tell me why the hearing examiner got it right when he said that the plain language of 0301 prohibited the amendment of the plat, which is, of course, necessary for the proposed development.
And if I may, Your Honor, our position is that he got it wrong there because he used – what he did is mixed and match those code sections between Title 19A and Title 21A. Interestingly, in this case, this court has actually given express definitions for the term of alteration in each title. 19A, which governs plat alterations, has a definition for alteration, quote, alteration means the modification of a previously recorded plat. Then further on in 19A, the city code gives the alteration process. So that's the subdivision process title. Going over to 21A, totally separate title, which governs development of the property, there is another definition which provides that the term alteration is any human activity, physical activity. And I will pick this up when I return. Thank you, Your Honor.
May it please the Court, I'm Richard Arambrew, and I'm here today representing Walter Pereira, one of the respondents and cross-appellants in this case. Other respondents and cross-appellants are seated at the table. Mr. Amster represents the Chestnut Estates neighbors. Kim Pratt represents the city of Sammamish. Mr. Brickland represents Friends of Pine Lake. I will be presenting for each one of them without a division of argument.
As you know, we discussed this in all the cases in oral argument yesterday afternoon, so probably you should spend your time on what I led off with, and that is the correctness of the hearing examiner's determination with respect to 030 and 030 sub 13. Use your time as you may, but I'm just giving you fair warning.
Yeah, and I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Precisely, Judge Cox. Thank you. So to preface this, the court needs to keep in mind that the Buchan Company was the master of their own destiny here. They created Tract K after some controversy about the location of open space under the codes. They put it in the code. They were responsible for how it was treated, how it was to be considered. And they were responsible for the ones that said it was going to be an open space tract, not that it was going to be something else that might be developed in the future. They were the master of their own ship. They proceeded in light of the codes that the city of Sammamish have, which you correctly described. Secondly, plats and plat alterations must be consistent with the zoning code. You can't do a plat alteration unless it's consistent with the code. The sections that you have cited this morning in your questions to Ms. Koloskova are those zoning code sections that must be met. This dichotomy between alteration and alter is a false one because there is an alteration possibility that exists in the statute, but that alteration must be consistent with the zoning code. And in this circumstance, it was not consistent with the zoning code. Keep in mind that the restriction that the city has on open space is near and dear to the city's heart. It's an important matter in the city of Sammamish. But that is the one thing out of these plats that can't be changed. It's permanent.
Well, let me ask you some more specific questions. Okay. Alteration seems to be critical to the argument, and there's a claim here that the hearing examiner mixed and matched with respect to certain code provisions. Can you respond directly to that argument?
I think his decision is very clear on that point. He said that in a plat that he will entertain the plat alteration, but the plat alteration is limited by the terms of the zoning code. And the terms of the zoning code says that open space is to be permanent and may only be changed, or the plat alteration may only be changed based upon express language in the plat documents. And here, Buchan, who created his own plat language, and of course the drafting to be construed against, or the language to be construed against the drafter, made it an open space track.
Let me ask another question. The statute here also says altered or disturbed, and the focus has been exclusively on altered. Should we somehow view disturbed as different from alteration for purposes of construing the statute?
I don't think so. I think the terms would be considered together. And once again, Buchan has the choice. It's writing the language in the plat.
Okay, let me ask you another question. I understand your argument. Sub 13 talks about the permanency of open space, and that was an alternative basis that the hearing examiner used to deny the amendment. Can you address that as part of the argument here?
The choice in local governments is made by the legislative bodies of those governments. And in the case of R1 zoning in the city of Sammamish, the city has said that you will set aside open space, and that open space will be permanent. Now, why is it permanent? It's along the same lines that this court and our Supreme Court have talked about in land use matters. Having predictability, finality, so that people who buy or people who are participants in this process will know that the decisions have been made will be made, and they will be final. And that's the way those decisions would be treated. Not that someday you have open space next to you, and 2 months later somebody says, oh, this isn't really open space. This is going to be more homes, more subdivisions, that kind of thing. So the alteration distinction which has been made here is not one that the court should review and take account of. This is not an unforeseen circumstance. This is the long-term plan of Buchan to have the chestnut saga, so to speak, of moving across these properties and to develop them in over a long-term plan. So having Track K as open space owned by Buchan was just a part of that plan.
Let me ask you another question. If we agree with the hearing examiner's interpretation of these statutes, do we need to reach the other issues that are raised in this review?
I believe you do. The hearing examiner.
Why is that?
The hearing examiner made a ruling that because of the size of the alteration, because of the size of Tract K being 8-some acres, it was appropriate to have a new application, a new review, as opposed to remanding. But he also made some rulings that...
Let me ask you two questions. With respect to the ruling that there would have to be a new application, therefore this one was denied, if we reach that issue, do we need to reach the other issues if we agree that the hearing examiner got it right?
Yes, I believe you do. Because the hearing examiner, we spent 12 days, 86 hours, a 3,000-page transcript going through a variety of issues, important issues. The hearing examiner said this really can't go forward because the plant alteration that we've denied takes such a big hole out of the plant, we've got to start over. But he wanted to make some rulings that would be guidance for those who would consider perhaps the next round of planting.
Why do we care about that?
Pardon?
Why would we care about that? And if there's an issue that appears to be dispositive, why don't we stop there?
Well, as courts do on matters that are of continuing public interest, there's no indication that Buchan is going to give up out here. He wants to put in this bridge, and one of the important rulings was made, where would this bridge be? What would the conditions that would be applied to the bridge?
You mentioned public interest with respect to a court reaching issues that otherwise are moot, but that's an exercise of court discretion, is it not, whether or not it will reach moot issues?
It is a matter of court discretion. It's also a matter of hearing examiner discretion.
With respect to this court, we have the discretion in something where we believe an issue is moot to determine whether or not we reach the issue, don't we?
That's absolutely correct. But you are here today reviewing the ruling of the hearing examiner, and the hearing examiner's rulings are to be given deference. His rulings, both as to fact and to law, are to be expressly given deference.
What's the resolution of issues? It doesn't go to the question of whether we even entertain them.
You're reviewing the hearing examiner's ruling. He decided that it would be appropriate, given what he knew and what he had gone through in these 86 hours of hearings, that he should make a ruling about the appropriateness of where the bridge would be.
I don't know what to say except good for him. But why would that affect us?
It's certainly possible you could overrule that ruling. But
anything. It's just if something's dispositive, we typically stop. Maybe he shouldn't have. But I'm really not understanding your insistence.
The hearing examiner and the community and the city went through 86 hours of hearings. In that process, there were certain arguments that were made, particularly concerning the bridge. It's appropriate for him to give a ruling to provide the guidance the next time this application comes by to say this is where the bridge ought to be located and not put the community and the public to all the work of going back through another 86 hours. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honors. In follow-up to the dialogue regarding code, I would ask the court to consider this question. How would a reader know that when reading 21A30030, that the definition contained in Title 21A does not apply to that 21A30030, and that instead a reader should go through to a totally separate title of code, pull that definition from Title 19A, and apply it to a code section in 21A. But even if that is some correct interpretation of code, that we can take one definition from one chapter, ignore the definition in that very chapter, and apply it, I would posit to the court, as we briefed, that even if you agree with cross-appellants, the plat alteration still is allowed, even if you apply the 19A definition to 21A30030. That code section, and it's critical to read, I agree with the court very much, we have to read the exact words. The exact words are not as specified on the original plat. It's as specified on recorded documents. A plat alteration is a recorded document. The public safeguards that are involved with a subdivision are equally involved with the plat alteration, and that's why I'm not here before this court asking you to approve the plat alteration. we are entitled to review of the merits of the plat alteration. And I would pose to the court that, in fact, the application does meet the merits if you look at the questions of 50% of the site, et cetera. That was all analyzed in the record, and we commented that in our briefs, but we are not asking this court to do that review. What we are asking the court is to allow the recorded documents to reflect the allowed alterations if we're going to now import the definitions from title to title. I would also ask the court to reflect on a couple questions. If 21A30030 means there can be no plat alteration, then does it mean that a property owner can make 21A physical alterations to an open space tract? Clearly not, because the court is absolutely dead on when it says open space tracts are open space tracts. Buchan's asking to provide better protection and dedicate more open space. We are not trying to go in and put some other type of structure in an open space. I would also ask the court, what happens with the definition of 21A under all these codes? Your Honor, the code never says you can only do one plat one time and never alter it. Thank you.
Thank you. That's all we've got for